Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchables.com. My name is Zach Pollock. Today is September 13th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. Just PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. And make sure you check out the Nick and Alex Baseball Show tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live on twitch.tv/pitcherlist. Trevor Rogers. Oh, man. 6.1 innings, 2 in runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts, 18 whiffs, 37% CSW. A bit of a careful Icarus here to go with the golden goal. But this was really good stuff here, and now he gets the Nationals twice. Go and get him. Changeup was looking really, really good here, and fastball was just getting it done. Slider, yeah, still needs some work, but good stuff here for Trevor Rogers. Go and pick him up if he is available. Framber Valdez against Detroit. Ace is going to ace. Complete game shutout. Of course he did. John Gray went 45 pitches against Miami. Returned. Main things we were looking for, pitch count, that's low. He'll probably go about 60 next time, but velocity was up to 96. That's good. I don't know if I want to start him for 60 pitches or so. That's my estimate. Normally it's about 15 or so you add every start, but that means he'd get about 75 after. That means I'm in for two starts. Now, this is a two-start week, so that would be next week. John Gray, I think I'm really good for. I think you're kind of okay starting him for 60 pitches and pray that he goes five frames. Tyler Anderson went against the Diamondbacks. Everything is good there. Two strikeouts because, you know, we know this isn't going to last forever, but hey, this is going all right. Alex Cobb surprised us against Atlanta with a golden goal. A co-share of the Gallows poll. 6.2 innings, 0 in runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 7 cases. He went 58% splitter usage. Alex Cobb, that's insane. Still a sit against the Dodgers. Do not get this in your head that you should be pitching against the Dodgers. Do not do that. Okay? Now, at the same time, I was thinking he was a drop, and he wasn't. Now he gets a good schedule after the Dodgers, so you might want to hold on through that one if you haven't dropped them already. Ryan Nelson surprised us against the Dodgers. This is insane. 6 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 6 Ks. Second MLB start. 95 mile per hour heater, had 32% CSW and 70% usage, and he had a big curveball that he landed for 64% strikes. That said, he gets the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Astros. I'm not going after this. I don't think that his fastball is Spencer Strider's fastball or so. I don't think I would go after it. There's a chance he does well against the Padres. Maybe I am undervaluing that fastball just a little bit. I mean, he's 95, 96. It does look like it pops, but we'll see. Jose Berríos against the Rays worked out. 6.1 innings, 1 earned run. Hopefully it's going to work again against the Orioles. I think you got to do it. Javier Assad did great against the Mets. 6 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. Got the win. Outdueled Chris Bassitt here. He doesn't have a legit third pitch, but the cutter's really good. Fastball's fine. And now he gets Rocky Road and the Pirates. I think you're going to go for that. That's pretty cool. Cooper Criswell, who is that? You don't care. Took 3.1 innings, 1 earned run, 4 Ks, 45 pitches against the Jays. We move on. Spencer Strider, ace, is going to ace a lot of 10 base runners here. He got a bit singled out, but 9 strikeouts, 2 earned runs. Got the loss, 5 innings. So it goes. You keep starting the man. Glen Otto worked out as a stream against the Marlins. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 Ks. I don't like his command here. Rays, Guardians, Angels, I'm not doing this. Braxton Garrett against the Rangers came back from the IL. 65 pitches, 4.2 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Did well. There are just so many guys in the Marlins rotation right now. I don't know if they're going to go 6-man or just put in Garrett whenever things happen. It's a little too crowded, so I wouldn't chase this. Now, Bryce Wilson, never. Connor Pilkington, never. Reed Demers, a little disappointing against the Guardians. 5 innings, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. You're saying, little Nick, this is incredibly disappointing. I kind of think his stuff is fine, though. The curveball was really bad. The curveball was just, oh, so chaotic. But the slider, I think, was actually generally well located. So was the fastball. I think there's promise here. He gets the Mariners next. It could be the start where it clicks again. But yeah, that's a tough bet to make right now. He's going to be top of questionable for that one. Mike Minor against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He didn't do well here. Like, why are you doing this? Eduardo Rodriguez, you are already off the boat. Don't do it. Whatsoever. And Chris Bassitt, unfortunately, didn't work out against the Cubs. He still has a great schedule. You're going to do that one. Looking forward to today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We're going to start today, of course, Jacob deGrom, Garrett Cole, Sandy Alcantara, Clayton Kershaw. Now, Alec Manoah was scratched for game one. He's possible for game two. He has a stomach bug. If he's okay, they're going to start him for that. Might get pushed to tomorrow. Monitor that situation. But Yu Darvish, Kyle Wright, Jordan Montgomery, Logan Gilbert against the Padres, you're going to do that. Joe Ryan against the Royals, you're going to do that. And then probable start tier, you're also going to do Michael Kopech against Rocky Rose, the second start back from the IL. You think you're good. Hunter Brown against the Tigers, going for that one. It might be the last time we see Hunter Brown, as it might be Verlander over the weekend again. But you start for this, and we'll figure that out later. Our stream pick of the day is Bailey Falter against the Marlins. I think that's a pretty easy one to go with. Dean Kramer against the Nationals is another one if you're not able to get Falter. So those three guys, Brown, Falter, Kramer, I'm starting all three of those. Those should be good. Jeffrey Springs is a very contentious one. I'm going to say probably start, but if you don't have to, don't do it against the Jays. I don't know how long he's going to go. He was limited last time. They might be applying a leash to Springs, but this is a doubleheader, and I don't think that they can do what they did last week. They wanted to also work in Yonny Chirinos last week, and now that's a doubleheader and they get split up. You might see Jeffrey Springs go more like 80 pitches or so. He's got a really good changeup right now. This could work five innings, two and run, something like that. Questionable start here. Merrill Kelly, I know he's been so good for you all year, but it's the Dodgers, and I don't want to do that. Luis Sessa is a backup streamer against the Pirates. That could work out. He had a really good slider last time against the Cubs. But that was, you know, Sessa is not a man of proven success. So don't get too warped with that perception of Sessa. It could work, though, but, you know. Jose Suarez has done well recently. It's the Guardians. I don't really think this is that good. Same with Nick Pivetta against the Yankees. I think that's the worst one here. I've ranked it so, but really close to being a do not start. I can see a scenario where you go with Pivetta if you're chasing Ks or you just need some innings. He could go six. It's a possibility. And the do not start tier, I don't want to start any of this. And it's going to be a long list. So here we go. Ken Waldachuk, Chris Bubich, Chad Kuhl, Jacob Junis, Johan Oviedo, Drew Hutchinson, Mitch White, Cole Ragans, Johnny Chirinos, Adrian Sampson, Corey Abbott, Cody Morris, Josh Lindblom. That actually could be just like a bullpen game for the Brewers. And then whoever it is for the Pirates and the Reds, we don't know. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Johan Oviedo gets the Reds. Don't do it. Jacob Junis gets Atlanta. Don't do it. Okay? Just don't do this. All right. Cool. We're going to go to Wednesday. Dylan Cease, Corbin Burns, Christian Javier, Carlos Rodon, Charlie Morton, Luis Castillo, Nick Lodolo, all very clear auto starts in my view. The bottom of the auto starts here, you also have Sonny Gray against the Royals. I think that's just, if you have Sonny Gray, you're going to do that. Patrick Sandoval has a sub-2 ERA in his last seven starts, and he gets the Cleveland Guardians, you're going to do that. Adam Wainwright has been kind of rough lately. I'm still doing it against the Brewers. And the probable start here, Ross Stripling against the Rays. I think that's almost an auto start. He's been going really well lately. Gets the Rays. They are a little bit tougher now with Wander Franco coming back. They're a bit of a hot offense. Yonder Diaz is really hot right now too. I'm still doing it. Rowanzi Contreras is a clear start to me for, or a clear stream, I should say, against the Cincinnati Reds. He's in Cincinnati, as opposed to hosting them. Doesn't really matter. You do it. Edward Cabrera goes against the Phillies. I'm doing that one. Nestor Cortez could be limited to about 75 pitches against the Red Sox. He wasn't at his peak last time. The rust was getting shaken off. I don't expect him to be that amazing Nestor, you know, nasty Nestor kind of guy. But I think if you have him, you kind of do it against the Red Sox. Drew Rasmussen has been doing so well, as I stutter on his name, with his cutter. He gets the Jays, though, but I think I'm still going to do that. David Peterson might not start. The Mets have been toying with the idea of starting Trevor Williams instead. I don't know why they would do that. Peterson's clearly the better option. He gets the Cubs. I'm going with that one. It might even be a case if Trevor Williams does start, Peterson would follow, and that would still help out your teams. I think you just do this. Kyle Gibson against the Marlins. I know he hasn't come through against weak opponents. It's the Marlins. You do it. Questionable start here. Mike Clevinger and Cal Quantrill are the real ones I would consider, maybe even Drew Smyly, but Clevinger against the Mariners, he's had a rough schedule. Maybe the breakers are enough here. They haven't been so good, but we have seen some 4 or 5 whiffs or so on that slider. Maybe they come out against the Mariners. Cal Quantrill gets the Angels. Cal Quantrill is just so mediocre. He's been so Cal. It's the Angels, but Trout, what, 7 games straight now with a home run? There's Ohtani there. There could be, you know, it could be like 4 runs in 5 frames or something. And Drew Smyly, he's been going really well, struggled against the Cardinals, rebounded against the Giants. Now he gets the Mets. It could work out. They just got bamboozled by Javier Assad. I don't know. It's questionable for me. Dane Dunning, maybe against the Athletics, if we're really trying to search for something here. Zach Greinke and JP Sears as well. I don't want to go with any of those three guys, but I understand if you're searching for innings, those could work. And then do not start to your Tyler Wells. He's not fully recovered yet. I don't know what his pitch count is. Maybe he's all the way back at 75-80 against the Nationals. I just don't want to risk it. Brian Bayo against the Yankees. There is some upside you could chase there. too risky for me. And Kyle Freeland, Patrick Corbin, Zach Davies, I guess the Dodgers, no, Joey Wentz, and whoever the Dodgers are starting, you don't do any of those guys. Now, looking forward to Thursday, we don't have too many games. Shane McClanahan is expected to come back off the IL against the Jays. Oh, boy. I'm going to say that's a still ill. I imagine the Rays are going to be very conservative with McClanahan in that start. He might go four innings. It might be five, a very efficient baseball. It's a tough schedule for McClanahan down the stretch. It's like, it's Toronto, Houston, Toronto, Houston. Poor guy. I honestly would say he's going to be top of questionable there. Kevin Gausman is going to be an auto start. Lucas Giolito is a probable start against the Guardians. Tristan McKenzie is an auto start against the White Sox. Daniel Lynch is an do not start. Dylan Bundy against the Royals. Honestly, do not start. Maybe bottom of questionable against the Royals. I don't want to do this. Lance McCullers against the Athletics is an auto start. James Caprillion, otherwise known as Jimmy Hatt, and is in do not start against the Astros. Pablo Lopez against the Phillies, I'm going to say is a probable start. It has been a rough go of it lately. I want to say that you're auto starting him, but it has been rough, and if you want to take a start off, I get it. So top of probable for Pablo Lopez against the Phillies. Carlos Carrasco against the Pirates is an auto start. Noah Syndergaard is a probable start against the Miami. Underneath Pablo Lopez, he's a Toby. He can still mess this up. It's Thor. Chase Anderson is a do not start against the Cardinals. JT Brubaker against the Mets is a do not start. Miles Michaelis against the hosting the Reds is an auto start. Madison Bumgarner against the Padres is a do not start. And Blake Snell against Arizona is an auto start. All right, good luck this week. Enjoy the Nick and Alex baseball show tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. Be there or be square. It is live. It is so much fun. It's an hour long. Check it out. But that's going to do it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.